Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking a gay person to change and be straight. You know, Jesus is kind of a interesting situation here for people that just doesn't seem to want to get a hold of what's the thing all about. You know, why did he come? Did he really come? What is the situation about the circumstances for every human being on earth considering Jesus Christ? Is he real? Is it just a myth? Is it a legend? You know, we see a lot of documentaries coming out these days giving lots of good information about Jesus and his day, but they always use about several different kinds of scholars. They have some that pretty much believe in Jesus, and they have others that are looking at it as an overall view of all the religions. And you have this underlying dating that is called CE or BCE, meaning common error or before common error. And what are they actually talking about? You know, it's kind of funny, you know, even in their usage of words to try to avoid relating to Jesus Christ, they still have to relate to Jesus Christ, because before common error is, what is the common error? Well, that's, you know, before Jesus. And after the common error, what is the common error? Well, that's, the common error is when Jesus died on the cross, you know, or was born. And so even people that try to use a different system than saying B.C. for before Christ and A.D. for after death, they kind of manipulate themselves into people that kind of listen to understand that they're still talking about Jesus. Jesus still changed the world in the dating system, whether people that don't believe him want to accept that or not. But you see, Jesus is something that you're not going to be able to prove as such. You can, it's really exciting to look at the documentaries and the studies that goes into it and all the science that's applied and to figure out if he's real, is there any evidence, can we date things and so forth. This is always great and it's exciting to hear. But the ultimate thing is, the whole thing about Jesus is by faith, and faith alone, that we believe that Jesus is the Christ. It is not by any kind of science. You're not going to ever ultimately going to prove that Jesus is real, that is who he said he is, until you die, you know, and then you'll know. But, you know, the whole thing is, what people do when they try to preach about Jesus is to try to get you to come to believe in him. It is by just believing that makes you cross a certain point into salvation or into eternal death. And the eternal death is a misnomer in a way, because you don't actually die. You see, there's forever and forever and forever, you know, you're in the lake of fire and so forth. You know, you got people out there that preach fire and brimstone. Well, part of that is really true, you know. Our spirits kind of live forever. They don't die. So when it comes to believing, you got to get something through your head. You're not going to be able to, if you want proof, you're not going to get it. Now, once you're saved, you're going to get all kinds of interesting things sometimes. Sometimes you get to see things, hear things, feel things, and all kinds of stuff. All your senses really get to get a taste of Jesus Christ, but not necessarily. And you might go long times without noticing this. But it's kind of like something different happens. And if you haven't accepted Jesus, if you haven't gotten into this thing that people call salvation, then all you do is guess and wish. And you can't guess and wish very well, because if you don't know Jesus, then you have to try to deal with science. And if you're of another religion, you're into that religion. And then you have to understand, what are you doing with the religion that you are in? Now, there's probably lots of different kinds of religions out there that might be listening to me here. And you got to figure out something about anything. Your religion, as all religions, claim to be the truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. So in Christianity, we're saying that Jesus is the truth. The Father of Jesus is the truth. And the Son of God, who is Jesus, is the truth. Other religions say that they have the truth. But there is something that is distinctly different, and I don't care how long any other religions are, and I don't care how much you have faith in the religion that you believe in, there's something that is ultimately completely different about Christianity and the other religions. And that simply is, if you really do your homework and you really, really, really study, you're going to find other religions actually have roots someplace. That there's stories behind that how they started was interestingly not actually something that makes them really a god or something. And the histories of different religions has roots in them, but mostly, even like in Christianity, is taught it is by faith, but yet in Christianity, we're also supposed to study, to learn things. And other religions, you know, without actually going into them and finding out exactly what they are, generally the idea is truth seeking. And truth seeking has nothing to do with any kind of God whatsoever. Even though in Christianity we say Jesus is the truth, technically speaking, truth is the truth. And if Jesus is the truth, then the truth will show him to be the truth. And the truth will show other religions not to be the truth, if you seek truth. Now, people like to go by feelings. Well, Christianity has a really lots of feelings. You can feel the presence of God. But you can go in other religions and you can feel the presence of their gods. Religions don't work because you can't feel anything. Did you know that? Sports people that like football or baseball, they wouldn't like it unless they felt something. You know, you go to car racing, those dragsters, or you go to watch the shuttle take off or something like that. There's some power going on here, and there's some stuff going on here that does something inside your body that you can feel. And it can very much feel like God. It could bring tears down your eyes that you can't really understand. I remember going to a drag racing thing once, took a group of people there to see it. I'd never been to one before, so this was a brand new experience. And I went there, and I was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden the dragsters took off. They did their wheelie things, and their big back tires are smoking like everything, and I couldn't believe the sound of the power of those engines roaring through every single cell of my body. Tears were even coming out of my eyes, and to me, that just felt like the almighty power of God was just flooding through my body. No, it was not God. It was this power, the immense rush of sensory perception into your body, and your body interprets that as God. God built us with senses. We can smell, we can see, we can hear, and so forth and so on. Well, I've come to learn that God has also given us a sense that I call God's sense. It's a physical sense. You feel. It's a feeling, so you can feel God. Now, it's a sense. And the senses don't know nothing. You put something in front of your nose, you can smell it. It has no choice but to smell it. You put something in front of your eyes, you have no choice but to see whatever it is. You could block your eyes, but then you still see your hands or something, or see with the underside of your lids or something like that. Hearing, you can put something in your ears to try to stop all the sound and everything. You're still going to hear. It's going to hear. There's not a choice matter. But your God sense is the same thing. Do you think your God sense is going to tell you that it's really, really, really God? No, your God sense will not tell you that you'll feel God or the presence of God. Your God sense will tell you you feel something touching your senses that feels like God. Because God gave us the ability to feel Him. But He also told us something. He said to study, discern, figure out, because things are going to happen to you that's going to look so real and all this other kind of stuff. Unless you figure it out, you're going to believe things aren't true. And so what I say is you got to compare what you feel with what is behind what you feel. Like the drag race track that I went to, very obvious. Don't have any feeling at all. Then all of a sudden the dragsters take off, you know, really loud. And then all of a sudden I feel this feeling. I could say right away, you know, this is not God. I can get a little confused and say, wow, man, this is powerful. We're getting a little taste of the God, so it kind of makes us all feel like we want to worship God and get all humble and crooked, all these tears coming out and all that. No, no, no. This is a dragster that turns on the extremely amount of power that we learned how to do because of learning things to find the truth about manipulating things like metal and plastic and rubber and different, some sort of fuel source and all that. Put everything together and you got something that just makes all this loud noise that can touch your God sense. Now, if you're a Buddhist, you can go to a Buddha temple and you can sit down. Even if you're a Christian, yeah, Christian, you can go to a Buddhist temple, and this can confuse a lot of Christians. You go to a Buddhist temple, and you say, I'm going to respect these Buddhists or something, you know, maybe be a witness of Christ somehow by showing, you know, sort of some sort of respect and not really accepting, but, you know, I'm going to go down there for they're all getting on their knees. You go ahead, get on your knees, but you're telling yourself you're not worshiping this Buddha, you're worshiping God or something. And then you're hearing them talking and everything, and you feel like it's the Holy Spirit of God coming down, and you feel the presence of the Lord and everything. And so you can get confused. You say, wait a minute now, how come I feel God here when people talking about other gods and their belief and preaching their type of sermon or whatever, this doesn't make sense. But it does make physical sense, because when they are worshiping their Buddhist faith, and the other people are there too, something is going on, and it's touching your God sense. Now, you can figure it out if it's God or not, because you can go to the Bible. You're a Christian, you believe the Bible is the Word of God. And that's also important. You've got to know what Bible to have the right Bible. And so you read the Bible, and it says that God is the Father. Jesus is the Son. And so you look at that, what this guy's saying. He's not talking about his God being the Father of Jesus Christ, his only Son, who died on the cross. The message is different. And lots of other kinds of parts of their doctrine and their message is not the same. You got some general things, you know, love, peace, and be nice to people and all that, you know, almost like part of the Ten Commandments are also everybody else's religion too. But when you get down to it and you read the Bible and you compare it with what that Buddhist priest is telling you, then you say, no, this is not God. Because you particularly feel God, you're not going to be able to say to yourself, well, I feel God because I'm a Christian, and even though I'm in this Buddhist temple, then I am feeling God. Because you got some big confusion going, yes, God is everywhere, and you can worship God everywhere and all and so forth and so on. But you're missing something that is very important, and that is your God sense button. And you can't go playing around with it and saying wherever you go, you're feeling God because you're worshiping God in spite of the other religions around you. Yes, you are worshiping God. But maybe God is not touching you at the time. It doesn't matter if God's touching you. And you can't say, I rebuke you, God sense. No, you can't say, nose, I rebuke the smell. It's just you're still going to smell. No matter how much you rebuke that smell, you command that smell to stop or whatever, so you can still smell the foul smells that you happen to be coming into. And get rid of the smells, you got to go clean up the foul smell area and get rid of it. And then it'll smell better. Well, you're going to go in to, say, we're using Buddha's temple this time, and you're going to think, maybe, because you're a Christian, you're feeling this presence of God. Or maybe you're analyzing it and deciding this presence of God is because God loves all these people. It's still not matching what the Bible says. Yes, God loves these people, but the situation of you feeling some of these things is not working out. You're not ministering to these people, you just respect them. Something is happening and you're getting your God sense pushed. So you got to be able to discern when you're different places that sometimes your God sense is pushed. Then you have to also understand when you read the Bible, there's various spiritual forces here. We got the Holy Spirit. We got your spirit. You got demonic spirits. And you got your carnal nature, as we like to say, messing with you. You're trying to figure things out. And so you're doing war, you know, the flesh is warring against the spirit. Because you have to, the flesh has the senses to it. And so it's trying to figure out what it feels. So you got to get in your head that you got to be careful sometimes about what you feel. This is going to come up pretty soon when the time comes that there's going to be a fake second coming of Jesus Christ. The fake second coming of Jesus Christ is going to use technology that's going to affect all of your senses, which will in turn affect your God sense. You're going to see, because you have some idea that the Bible says every eye will see, and you look up and there's Jesus. And you can hear his voice coming from space. Then you hear it inside as your thoughts, him talking to you. Now this is pretty remarkable. And you got this idea, every eye can see. And you're looking around you and you see everybody coming out of their houses and whatever, and they see him too. And you see on the news media, flash, bulletin, news break all over the world. People are seeing their gods or Jesus or whatever. And this guy, this will continue to go on to explain he is the one God. Well, this makes sense to you because Jesus, you know, that whole story is there's one God. And then suddenly because you're feeling all these things and you're seeing it, boy, it's so dramatic, you'd be surprised your senses could tear you apart. And you're going to see these things and you're going to be having to ask yourself, maybe what you're seeing is true because you feel God. And you're seeing this, and it's saying a whole different story than what you're remembering about the Bible, but this stuff is so real and happening in front of you, and things are happening in the world, that you just might decide that this is Jesus, and forget what the Bible says after all. In fact, the case that's going to actually happen is that a huge number of Christians are going to think Jesus lied. And you're going to see him saying that he is all the gods, and he's going to show you in the sky all the gods that have been famous throughout the eons of time merging together in him and becoming one God, says now is the time to worship him. If you look into the documentaries and keep in tune with things going on in the world, it's conveniently being done around the world of finding information and gathering more things together to indicate that now it's going to be a kind of maybe we weren't so right about what the Bible says after all. You know, and you got to be careful of that because there are lots of Bibles out there that aren't the Bible. That's right. You see, Satan has been working a long time, and he's a counterfeiter, and so they would easily be counterfeit Bibles out there. Well, if you do a study on Westcott and Hort, you will find out that almost all the Bibles that you may have on your shelf are founded in his Greek, special Greek that he's made. They have 50,000 to 80,000 corruptions, and that in the 1880s is when it became the first official Church of England Bible. And all modern translations come from that. So if you have a modern translation Bible, it came from Westcott and Hort. The King James Bible has never been revised. It comes from the received text, and the errors are, that are in it are very few, though there are some. It has lasted, and there's been nothing that has superseded the King James Bible, except these modern translations that isn't from the King James received text. So you have to be knowing the sources. You can study the religions and see that in some cases the Catholics have actually created religions. You can study in other areas and you can find out Masons, Freemasons, has created many, many, many religions. The Masons trace their roots back to Noah after the flood. And they basically started secret societies and have pretty much controlled the world. Most of known history. And people, they got orders to create religions, and they've created just about every religion there is and controlling it. A lot of people don't think so. If you don't study, you're not going to know. And the deception's going to come. Well, Jesus Christ is somebody that you cannot prove to your satisfaction by simply saying you want something. Sometimes Jesus will do some pretty interesting things to get you to believe in him. But generally speaking, this is a faith thing. You have to come to believe in him. The Holy Spirit will be revealing to you some things. And one of the important areas to consider here when you are trying to figure out is Jesus real or not, is about the only way you're going to find it out is to believe in him. And you're not going to believe in him unless that something happens inside you so that you can recognize a few things. The Bible calls it the Holy Spirit will convict you. The Holy Spirit draws people to Jesus Christ. So if you're not drawn to Jesus Christ, there's not going to be any magical way of finding out anything about him. And if you're being drawn to Jesus Christ, there'll be something in you that you just got to go and find out about until you figure this out, until you come to find out the key principal thing. You'll come to understand inside your entire being that you, for some reason or another, believe that he is the Son of God. You might not even understand why suddenly you just kind of believe this. And you understand also that you're a sinner. Now, generally speaking, we all think we're bad. But, I mean, we will really know that we're a sinner and that the only way is death, eternal death. And that Jesus gave a way out. He died for your sins. And if you believe that God rose him on the third day, asking Jesus to forgive you, you have this salvation, and you will feel the things that will confirm to you that you are one of his. If you pray a prayer, say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and that God rose you on the third day. Forgive me my sins and come into my life. A simple prayer like that will get you saved if you believe it. And you got to read about him. Read it in the King James Version of the Bible. Get used to the these and thous. And then be prepared, because we're living at the time where he's going to return. But first, there's going to be some terrible times on Earth. See you next week.